Eldritch Horror Squad's Keeper Ann here. Heads up that this is a mature podcast in a mature setting. This podcast uses the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu rule set by Chaosium. All content, including names, places, things, or any other noun resembling entities living, dead, or shimmering just at the edge of your vision, like something between a memory or a nightmare, are purely coincidental.
Make me an education roll.
Do you speak German?
No! That's a 52 over 40.
Don't know what it said.
Jerry, is this the little thing you were talking about?
I'll turn.
Because you haven't responded, and as you turn...
Oh no, I'm still looking at it. I'm just pointing at it and calling it out.
It goes for something glittering on its belt and pulls it and starts charging you.
I dodge, I guess.
Alright.
Dodge is my better by 10 points. That's a 52 over 35.
Okay. So, it rushes, and it drives what you now see is a small blade right into your ankle. And it cuts almost to the bone and rips the sword out of your ankle, and it's going to deal you 5 points of damage.
That is half my health, by the way.
Jesus.
And you are now crippled in that leg and will be moving at half speed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That... So she would probably fall and scream.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that we can hear the scream.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, over the argument, and I'm assuming... Yeah. Both of them, me and Jerry, would go running out.
100%.
I'm also running out.
We would definitely run out.
Yeah, and for one, you're all going to see this figure running down the hallway and then skittering down the stairs.
What the fuck?
Can I see if there's something nearby that I can throw at it?
I think the closest is you might be able to reach around the corner and grab a child's shoe.
Oh, God.
It's just kind of, if she can see it, just grab it, and it's just whatever she can see in hand, and I'm just going to try to toss something at it.
Make me a throw roll.
That's a 19 under 30.
Yeah, it's running down the stairs. It gets to the top of the stairs. You chuck this small shoe, and it hits it, and the hat looks like it's about to come off, but stays to the side, and then this... thing seems to fall down the stairs. And with a sound.
That's in character, by the way. Oh.
Yeah, Matt probably really thought that one out.
We need to go.
Should we follow that thing?
All of you who are not in about, you are all going to be rolling me sanity.
Oh, God damn it.
I thought it was at first, too.
It's 66 over 65.
Ooh.
19
under
47.
12 under 68.
2 points. 2 points.
Even on an extreme?
4. Yeah.
There is no extreme for same rolls.
I'm not indefinite insanity, but I am insane.
I am 1 point over indefinite.
You're 1 point over indefinite?
Yeah. Like just 45 over 44. Yeah.
Trixie.
Yeah.
Now you really need to get the fuck out of here.
I sure the fuck do.
But the way it went down is the way to the front door.
Yeah. Is there maps somewhere? Are there fire escapes?
Can I check on Olivia's leg?
Yeah.
Anything I can do to actually help?
Definitely. Roll me first aid.
All right. EMT. Oh, okay. 55.
Yep, you're able to stop the bleeding. You find something nearby to cover it. But it's gonna take a long time to heal.
There's not much we can do about this now, but you're not bleeding anymore. We'll get to a hospital as soon as we can. You'll be okay.
I think it's just just swearing underneath her breath.
We need to go. we not these stairs. There are fire escapes. If we go through the house and just don't look at anything, we can get out a window and we can leave.
Trixie, I like grab your hands. I'm like, look, we might be able to get out of this building, but we're not gonna get very far. You saw down on the ground floor, there's snow up to your elbows, up to your knees, up to your face. Like, yeah. We're not getting very far.
Snow won't kill me immediately. This fucking Christmas elf might. Look what it did to Olivia.
Look, I'm just saying, like, original plan, we all stick together, we find someplace safe.
What's safe?
Well, look, let's say we all go check back in my apartment, we find Hugh. If everything looks all right, if Hugh held the fort, then we all just stay there. We lock all the doors, we lock all the windows, we check everything. And we stick together, and that way, even if it comes for us, there's six of us? We'll be all right.
I swear I'm gonna bust that thing up if it's the last thing I do.
Sir, there's a fire escape in your apartment too, right? So if it gets really bad, we can just leave?
If it gets real bad, we can. But that's like last resort. But if we can all stay safe, and you know, we make it to the morning, the sun comes out, melts all the snow, we can call the police in the morning.
Could I roll Natural World just to, like, get an estimate on, like, if we had to leave, what are, like, how far can we, like, realistically get to another building or anything?
Sure. Why don't you roll me Natural World?
All right. I actually have something in it this time. I'll use 3 points of luck. So 30 out of 30.
Power's down. Doors are locked. The snow is built up. And it's freezing. Chances aren't fantastic.
I'm like still talking to Tracy, just like, look, I want to say that this ain't scary, that this ain't awful. Like, you're right, this is terrifying. But I think we really ought to just stick together and stick close.
There's a moment where Trixie is fighting every urge, but as much as she wants to, she doesn't want to go by herself. She is on edge, but for the moment, willing to go with the group.
Yeah, I mean, if it serves your ultimate goal.
Yes.
GTFO.
Now, do any of you decide to try to check on the children?
I was actually going to ask Jerry to. Because I'm like, I can't just, if they're alive, I can't just leave them here. But I'm like, so just like, hey, Jerry, what do you think's happened in here?
Some sort of cruel practical joke gone way too far.
Yeah, but Lawrence has had a couple of kids. Mind doing me a favor and just peeking your head in and seeing in their rooms and seeing if they're in on the joke?
Fuck it. Fine. Why not?
So
I'm going alone.
So you head over to one of the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you open it. And you see two very realistic corpses of children lying in their beds. One, the young boy is still holding his teddy bear. They're laid very, very gently across above their sheets.
Opens the door, looks in, turns head left, turns head right, closes door. Yeah, them two.
Jerry? I like Colin. Could you go to the kitchen and maybe grab, like, a bunch of knives?
Why?
To cut up that stupid doll.
Yeah!
If it is by us.
I think a hammer will do better, but sure, I'll see what I can find.
If you can find a doll? Hammer, that too.
Did you think Olivia would get up and, like, hobble over to the stairwell to see if it's still down there after belting it in the head with a shoe?
So, first of all, Jerry, yeah, you go to the kitchen and you find a few knives in the block.
Mm-hmm.
The rest have been pulled out.
They don't do a good job of putting them back in here, though.
And Olivia, when you take a look down the stairs, you see a little bit of a red hat. Just like a little scrap from it.
But that's it?
That's it.
It moved. And starts hobbling back to the group.
Drake is going to go to help Olivia move around.
Is there a hammer or meat tenderizer that I could find?
You find a meat tenderizer.
Delicious. All right. I'm gonna come back and, yeah, I mean, everybody takes something, but this one's mine.
I want to grab the biggest knife you have.
Yeah, you, unfortunately, the largest one is a bread knife.
It'll do.
Look, if we're looking to sort of get ourselves armed just in case, if we head back to my apartment, I used to take fence, and I've got my foil upstairs.
Mm-hmm, but we have to get to your apartment first, so this'll do.
It's a good plan, it's a good plan. I was just thinking when we get there.
Yep.
Yeah, let's get moving, and, like, I go to assist Olivia with the stairs.
Mm. My flashlight is, like, every single seven, it's full strokes. Look one way, look the other, look behind. It's going 360.
Yeah, so you're just heading back to your apartment? Are you going to check on anybody else here?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's best we just head back.
Okay, go up towards the stairs, and you see the Schmidt's place as you go up the stairs. Head up to your apartment.
You still want to go get my tools for that or no?
We'll check in on them in the morning.
We should see if we can find Hughes. Hopefully alive and well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go back, you all return over to Isaac's apartment. You go in, and as you all enter, you see Hugh in a chair. His hand next to the vinyl player, the record player, and his stomach open. His intestines pulled out, wrapped around the needle of the player, where it's bunched up, and rocks shoved into his stomach.
Yep. Sorry, guys. I'm assuming you have a closet somewhere that you put people's coats and stuff earlier in the night, before all this happened.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to open, not saying a word, I'm opening your closet. I'm going to grab a couple of coats, any hats. I'm going to grab whatever warm gear I see, and I'm going to make my way over to the fire escape.
So you open the closet, you start looking for anything warm, and you hear a voice coming from this higher part, right past the jackets.
Sind Sie die Prinzessin von Österreich?
Can I roll something?
Roll education. What languages do you have?
I do have German, but education is higher.
If it was hard, education would still be higher.
What is 61?
In German?
30? That's just going to be 30.
Yeah.
30?
You round down.
Yeah, 30 is still higher than my German.
I'll let you roll for that.
Excellent. That's 7 under 30. Or under 61, so, yeah.
So, on that, I'm also going to count it as a German success. You understand that it's asking, are you the Princess of Austria?
Is there a history roll or something I can make where, like, that question would give some context? Like, my character studied history. Is there either some weird myth or story about an Austrian princess where...
Or could that also be EDU since she studied history?
I have a history skill.
I'm going to tell you that nothing comes to mind.
What is the German... How do you say, yes, I am? German?
You're asking the wrong person.
You could just say, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of just
I want a full sentence.
Ja, ich bin.
Ja, ich bin.
And you hear some metal move.
Mm-hmm.
The sound, the plop of something heavy dropping down.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from behind the jackets, and then it doesn't pull its little sword. It raises its arms and begins to dance.
Do we all see this?
I don't know. I think you all now hear the music because the music is getting louder.
Because I imagine this is still, like, inside the closet. So, yeah. Like, we're just...
Yeah, and it's a small closet.
What in the...
What is the vibe of this little creature? Does he now seem... Can I roll, like, a psychology? Does he seem, like, happy? Is he putting on a show? Is he expecting more from me?
It seems happy.
I put on my best fake smile and, like, do a very benedictful, like, thank you, excellent performance, little clap.
And it takes about a good full minute before its dance ends, and then it gives a deep bow to you.
I incline my head back. Does it go away?
No, it just stands and watches you.
What is the German word for thank you?
Danke.
I know this. Dankeschön.
It bows again, and then watches you.
I'm going to take a step back. I'm here. If I slowly reach my hand towards a coat, does it react?
No.
Cool. I'm going to put a coat on, not breaking eye contact. I'm going to take a step back.
It follows you.
Trixie, what's going on over there?
I have a friend. I'm the Princess of Austria.
I don't think she's okay.
Is this the same little dude as from before?
Can we see it?
Oh, yeah, can we see it?
Is this that little fella Jerry doesn't like?
Yeah, he did a very good performance. And these are my other vassals.
Oh, so you've stepped far enough that I can see everyone else now?
Probably. If it's following me, yes, probably.
Zinzi, you're doing there.
Okay. On your extreme success, you understand it's asking if these other people are your servants.
Duh. And I give it a little nod and like, yes. And then in English, I said, yes, you are my servants because I'm the Princess of Austria and I give you guys the eye look like, play along.
I am an actor. Why, yes, of course, Your Majesty. Yes, who is this friend you have? We are so delighted to serve you both.
It's just a very pain. Yes.
He's kind of still holding on to Olivia, kind of give like a bow to like also kind of making her do it with him.
And it raises its hands and starts to dance again. The song's starting to get louder. Like, it's starting to be really loud. And now that you all have a closer look, this thing's about 18 inches tall. It's relatively large, and it looks like its movements are clockwork.
Can I see if there's a patch of its little hat gone?
There isn't.
I think I just whispered to you, there's more than one.
Yeah, you can clap along.
Yeah, I just... It's kind of joining you guys.
It's the most terrified slight clap. As this is but he's smiling.
I'm still putting on the coat and the hat that I grabbed from the closet. And I'm going to...
Trixie, what are you doing?
I want to get the fuck out of here.
Trixie, I think he's following you.
He thinks I'm the Princess of Austria.
What the fuck does Austria have to do with anything?
And now that you are talking and you're letting it perform, another one comes from the doorway.
Oh, son of a fuck.
And then you hear a loud knock coming from the window.
I turn towards the window.
And you see another with a little patch of its hat missing. And it's knocking as if to be allowed in.
Your Majesty, why don't you let him in?
I'm trying to think what I would ask these creatures. Because they seem like they're gonna listen to me. But I have to keep up the act. I look towards the actor like, what do I do?
Look, I'm just saying, if you can get them all in one spot, Jerry's got a meat tenderizer and everybody's got knives. If they think we're all right, they might let us close.
I give like a vague motion to like, yes, let them in.
Of course. Go open the window to let him in. Please, Would you like to meet the Princess of Austria?
It doesn't even look at you. It hops down and joins its friends. And now that they're partway through the dance and a few more come in, 6 are now here. And the dance stops and they all pull their swords. They're facing each other in a circle. And then their swords clash against one another's. And they begin to do this dance. It's almost like a choreographed fight, but they're just striking swords with one another as they twist.
I back up a little bit so I don't get caught in the strikes.
I was going to say, does any of this seem familiar? But that's a ridiculous question to ask in this scenario.
I'll let you make me a history roll here, actually.
Oh, thank God.
Could I also theoretically do a history roll, since sure. I also have it?
Could I? I don't know if I need to make a roll for it, but could I sneak off to the other room to grab my fencing sword?
Yeah.
75 over 30, I'm not going to.
It is a 14 under 40.
You know that they're doing a very, very old traditional dance.
I was going to be like, oh, how old? What era of history in Austria is this?
You know that it's probably early 19th century.
That'd be after Habsburgs, before Habsburgs. Am I Princess Cece?
I don't know enough about Habsburg.
I have such vague knowledge about...
It's pre-World War One, yeah. So...
Oh, it's well before World War One.
Well, early...
1900s. Or 1800s.
Yeah, yeah, okay. 1900s. I heard 19th century and just thought 1900s, yeah. And I'm like, that's dumb. Yep.
So, I theoretically roll a psychology to see if this is, like, what they're doing? Like, if they have any hostile intention?
They're not human. You wouldn't be able to tell.
They don't have psychology?
Weirdly, could I roll a cult?
Do you have that?
I do.
Yeah, roll me a cult, sure.
Just to be like, wait, is there like... I've heard of strange little elves in Austria before. That's an 8 under 30.
So on that extreme then, what you start to kind of put together as you're racking your brain, and especially after hearing about the Princess of Austria and all, you remember a figure, an old German clockmaker named Franz Uhrmacher.
Uhrmacher is literally clockmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That used to make a lot of music boxes and made a lot of what was rumored to be very strange designs that he didn't attribute to himself but to something else. So for you, Isaac, there is something else that comes to mind. Thinking about the way they kill their victims, you remember stories about a Christmas hag who would capture and eat children or kill them by slitting their stomach open and filling their insides with straw and stones if their home wasn't clean enough.
Is that both me and Trixie then that we know?
You.
Oh, just Isaac.
I'd say that Trixie might be able to get the note about the clockmaker.
I don't super know what to do with that information, but I probably just, like, sort of walk back out, like, with the sword. Princess, perhaps I forgot my accent Oksana. There.
Oksana, what are you doing here?
My bad.
Gonna shoot somebody?
Yeah, go back to Ted Lasso.
Yeah, welcome back, Ted.
Yeah. I'm Isaac. But Princess, perhaps I could, if you may allow me to join in the dance.
Do you know how to do this dance?
No.
Then maybe you shouldn't join in.
Well, I don't want them to look at me with a sword and think I'm threatening them, even if I am.
Kneel down and offer it to me.
Okay. all right. Of course. For you. And as you, like, take it, I, like, while you're real close, I'm like, I think they might have to do with an old story about a hag that hates you if you don't, your house ain't clean, and then it kills you.
You should go see who has the cleanest house, and we should go there. It's not mine.
My house is pretty clean for the party, but I don't know what they decide. Cause also, I mean, Matt's place wasn't a mess. I don't know.
Share this information with the group, but don't be seen talking to me like this. And I give you a little. You can go.
Of course, princess. Of course, princess.
I'm curious what is happening in Jerry's mind.
He is stuck between the urge to pull out the meat tenderizer and flatten one of them, and the logical part of his brain going, maybe this is the way to, like, if I play along for a little bit, maybe this just ends faster, and I can go home and sleep.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're a threat.
Right,
a bunch exactly. of double, but like body doubles, and made a half-hearted attempt to, like, cut at you, maybe?
Exactly. I mean, if I try to, no, he's not wanting to hit them with a meat tenderizer because he's threatened by them. He wants to hit them with a meat tenderizer because he's annoyed by them.
And I'm going to have everyone make an int roll.
Under 55. 47 under 60. 53 under 60. 34 under 55. 90 over 60.
So did anyone have a hard success?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Then never mind.
Oh, okay.
Woo.
Is there any way to push it?
You can. Technically, this is a passive roll, so no.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm going to whisper to Olivia since, you know, I'm still like holding on to you. I'm just like, there's the sewage room in the basement. It might be a way out without freezing immediately.
I'm going to do something real quick. I'm just going to do a personal little. Mm-hmm. That's a night. She knows exactly. Just. It does stay pretty warm down there.
Yeah. You can pass the word around.
She would kind of disengage from your arm and try to put as, like, starts to put weight on it. Do you have a serving, like, platter that she could use?
Perhaps in my house, but if I may, this might be also when Isaac possibly pops up after talking to Trixie. Or were you guys doing this while that was happening?
I kind of imagine, like, when you're, like, starting to, like, inch over to us.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, hope everything's all right. So, I think this might have to do with a very strange old story. So, about, like, old hag that used to break into people's houses. And if your house wasn't clean enough, it, you know, you'd end up with the rocks and the hay. So, we're thinking if we play long enough that either they'll leave or they'll be fine enough that we can get rid of them. But we're thinking, I mean, my place is pretty all right for setting up for the party, but I also don't know what their criteria for a clean house is. Because, I mean, Matt's place had all that memorabilia, but it wasn't dirty. So I don't know.
Mine is by far not the clean one.
All right. Mine could be dirtier, but it's not clean. But also, I don't think they care about if you're in a clean house. That seems like they're caring more about if you have one. Because Hugh's in your place and is dead.
You're right. Wait. You're right.
Hugh is sitting here.
Hugh is right here. No, you're right. Hugh's here. My apartment ain't all right. But wait, down the hall's a vacant apartment. There ain't nothing in there that could be considered dirty.
I don't know. These little bastards probably would think that two specks of dust are.
I don't know. It might be a whole thing about, like, cluttered. It ain't up to their par. But if there ain't nothing, like, there ain't nothing to be mad at, right?
It's at this point.
Oh, no. You were going to say something?
It's at this point that their dance comes to an end. And one of them asks, why are we dancing? And the first one here says, for the princess. And it responds, the princess is downstairs.
I respond, It's the one with the broken hat who was talking, right?
Yes.
I respond in German. I went upstairs while you were outside.
It looks at you curiously and tilts its head. She is not the princess.
I make a motion for a meat tenderizer. Yes.
I go.
Wait, so is this in German?
Yes.
Could I potentially... I have 25, what I vaguely know.
The language has been pretty simple so far, so I think you can know this.
Gotcha. Could I slide over, and just be like, oh, bow to the princess, of course. Princess, and perhaps who, well, not like as politely, but, the other girl was a liar. This and here is the princess. I know who I serve.
You see them... you know what? Make me a charm or fast talk.
Let's go.
Could I theoretically help with this? I was thinking about doing this, and if I see you, I might try to do this. Come with a wine glass or something on a platter and offer it to you as...
I'll grab it.
Hard pass, 23 under 50.
They all turn to one another and they pull their blades out and you see them shuffle into different directions out of the room. Some going for nearby vents, one going back towards the fire escape, another going down the main hall.
Are there any left in the room?
No.
Who else is downstairs? I thought we checked the apartment.
We need to fucking go!
So as a note, you did not check out Sammy and Beth's or the Schmitz.
We did check the Schmitz.
They didn't answer, though.
Yeah, you didn't enter.
And then I don't think we knocked on Sammy.
We did not. That was when we bolted after the Lawrence family.
Coat on, hat on, everything on. If I look out the fire escape, can I see the gnome?
Not anymore.
If I see you looking around, I'm going to grab your arm and be like, the sewage room in the basement. It connects to the sewers.
It ain't glamorous, but it's out.
But you're not freezing to death.
Fine, hurt. Let's fucking go.
And why are we going there?
We're tired of this game. Jerry, let's go.
It'd be really funny to like just disappear on Matt while he thinks he's pranking us, right?
Yeah, we won't give him the satisfaction. Right?
Oh, man.
Oh, but Jerry, do you want to go into the sewers over a joke?
I know, right?
You don't even fucking matter to me. Jerry, I'll give you $20.
Jerry, I'll give you $20.
Yeah. Jack, you know where we're going? Here, Olivia, here, lean on me. Let's go.
No.
She's in another one.
Yes, because Olivia would lean onto Jerry.
Oh, you smart ass.
Because she won. Not that she doesn't trust you. Yeah, he needs to go.
Fair enough.
And he will take her.
I respect it immensely. That's fair, Olivia. Jerry, if you'll help. I'll just... Trixie, let's go. I like grab your hand. I'm like, let's go.
I'll probably hand you the flashlight.
Hand me the sword, that's mine. And
I know, you probably know how to use it.
I actually do know how to use a handle. Look, I completely understand if you want it, but I don't know, how to use it.
My favorite part about this playgroup is that we're all a bunch of chaos gremlins at heart.
I'm sorry, what did
we're
you
all
say?
A bunch of cowards.
I was trying to catch up on, I was trying to read something.
Okay,
I
so
Isaac the sword.
Yeah, I have the foil. Jerry's helping Olivia down the stairs, and Jackie's leading the way.
Yep.
And we're running fast as we can.
Yep. I have knife and flashlight.
You do stop your knife in the Lawrence's basement and hope to get into the sewage room. And
You probably got a better knife at my apartment if they were not taken.
We didn't have time for that.
Yes, both.
Okay, so you're all going to start moving downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you all... Well, take a moment to recollect with me. They were going downstairs.
Can we take the elevator?
The elevator would
be
out of
order.
Oh, right. Electricity. Power's out.
So you go down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And you all begin to hear a woman's shrieking from the Schmidt's apartment.
Jerry is unfazed.
I'm just gonna keep on going. I have a bout of madness. I just need to get out.
That doesn't matter. That's just someone getting scared by the prank.
Should I roll saying I technically sentenced her to death?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Well, sorry, I yanked that. That wasn't a fair roll.
That's a 93 over 66.
You're going to lose 2 points of sanity.
That's fair.
I'm just keep on going.
I think
they're already dead in
yeah.
my book.
That's yeah. not real.
Look, we did think they were goners.
I think the grip on Jerry might tighten a little bit more.
I feel like I try to make sure, like, shuffle quiet.
He gives an exhausted sigh and says, just don't worry about them. They'll figure it out, too.
So you make it down to the ground floor without any issues, then.
Better quiet. We don't want to fumble in the home stretch.
Yeah, he definitely, Jack, he definitely struggles with it, but I think it's like one of those of, like, I'm definitely going to die if I go in. Like, I don't stand a chance. And I don't expect you guys to come help me.
Now, the maintenance room is locked.
What kind of door is it?
It's a decently thick door with a brass handle.
What kind of lock?
Pretty simple key lock.
I was about to ask Jerry, do you have your keys on you? Because this would be a door you probably have your keys for. Since you are the plumber.
No, it's probably on my key ring if I have them.
But why would you have your key ring? You weren't going out anywhere.
I mean,
to get back into my apartment.
Did you lock it?
Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Okay. You've got your key ring.
Do any of the keys work on this?
Yeah. Now, I'd like to know what everyone's size is.
A 50. 50.
55.
60. 65. Okay. So, yeah, you all start shuffling down, and it's really tight, the staircase down here. But you make your way to the sewage room.
Whoever's the last to go, make sure you lock the door behind us.
I'd be the first in because I have the keys, so I just kind of hold the keys behind me as I keep walking.
Yeah, if you're going first, I'm going last.
So, yeah, you all make it down there, and there's a small door that drops down, and you're able to get into a sewage pipe from it. It's a pretty large one. Except, who's first trying to go?
You're kind of just first pipe? I feel like we're kind of single file. It's probably got to be you, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you don't fit. And what you all start to realize is, so in this context, anyone with a size above 50 cannot make it.
God damn
so
it.
So only me and Olivia could make it.
You and Olivia could fit in.
Get help. Actually, you're also the only one who really... I barely speak any German. I kind of only know this language a little, but...
Do you want me to stay then? Because I know it, or do I...
I think you should go, because Olivia will need help. She can't get anywhere fast.
Yeah.
So you might be able to get police faster than just her.
How does everybody feel about just sitting in this room until shit's done up there?
Do you have anything to barricade the door with?
Can I look? Are there any vents or windows or weird openings in here?
Yeah. A lot.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Like little ones?
Very little ones.
Can I see the map?
Never.
There's no way without prior knowledge Trixie would know where all the vents are.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think you can get a look at one or two. Oh, so it doesn't show it on the basement map.
There is a sidewalk elevator in the basement. If we could somehow
climb up, we can get out.
Yeah. I think for the moment. It's like, maybe if you guys start going through the sewer, I'll face the cold. I grabbed a coat. Even, like, we could huddle together for warmth. But I mean, there's the elevator here, and I know they're out, but, like, they might be able to get up to, like, street level?
Maybe we can make it look like we left through the elevator, and we hide while the others get help. We open up the doors, make some footprints, and then just jump back in here and hide.
That seems like so much work just to get out of this.
Olivia is looking at Isaac to see what he, because, like, she really does want to get out of here.
You don't want to leave?
She does.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Okay.
You gotta go. Get help.
All right. We'll run. And you guys stay safe. Stay together. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm the Princess of Austria. It'll be fine.
I grab your shoulders. I'm like, look, Tracy, you're the Princess of Austria now.
Princess of Austria.
The Princess of Austria now. And you're going to kill it. And this role is yours.
No, I'm going to kill it.
Right, for sure.
Okay.
It just gives you a slight... to give, build up your confidence. Just your majesty.
Bring help back.
I will.
As you wish.
Now you guys gotta fucking get out of here.
And would probably motion for you to go in first. Mm-hmm. And then get in after you.
Yep. You can crawl through the sewers.
Yeah.
If they find you, just say you're on a mission for me. It's fine.
We of could course. Get you some good wine.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we gonna do?
Open up the elevator doors, see if we could even get out, and then...
go sit in that vacant room?
Yeah, go hide. Stay warm and hope that they just pass by us.
Could I see the map?
Also, does anyone have any idea what time it is? How late in the evening is it?
It's just past midnight.
So, for the context of this, it's probably about 10.
Oh, that's so early. There's no way we could... I'm like, oh, maybe it's only a little bit till, like, sunset or sunrise, and, like, we'll be fine if we wait it out.
Okay, so all I know about boiler rooms from The Shining. So I'm like, what if push comes to shove, we just blow this place the fuck up?
I don't want to blow up.
If I weren't insane, I would have made the proposition of it, but, like, I'm insane, this isn't a threat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go nuclear. Why would I?
Yeah.
Maybe I can nicely ask these gnomes to turn the power on.
They can go out and fix the electric.
Who's all making their way to the elevator? It's you three.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. All of you make me a combined strength check.
Clarion for you.
18 under 50.
Dang. You're carrying.
I'm the Princess of Austria. 92
over 65.
13 under 70.
Damn.
Yep. You two do the heavy lifting. You pull the doors open.
Oh, my back.
Mm-hmm. Now, Olivia, are you going down into the sewer first or second?
I'm second. First.
Go. You both go down into the pipe, and it's filled with raw sewage.
Nasty.
So you're going to make me a hard con check.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, god damn it. 53 under 65. Did you make it?
I did make it.
How many luck points would that be?
What did you roll? 55 or...
53 under 65.
Passed.
That's a pass.
You said hard.
If you need a hard.
Oh, I need a hard. So the hard is 32. 30. 32. Yeah, so 60. Yeah, so 32.
So 21 luck?
Since we're at the end, I'll do it. 34 luck remaining. You good?
30 is what you need to dodge death, right?
Yeah.
In pulp.
Oh.
There is no there is no avoiding it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Standard. Yeah.
21 under 50, I passed.
So both of you are able to start moving. You die. You feel a little sick. The pungent smell. You think you're going to vomit at one point, but you don't. You're able to keep going.
I think I'll grab onto Isaac's like belt to keep...
Yeah, because you're moving very slow. Because this is very tight.
Yeah.
For the three of you, you get the doors open and there's a ladder that leads up.
I'll climb up first.
Yeah, and it being a sidewalk elevator, the way it has a vertical opening. So you climb up first,
mm-hmm.
and you push on it, and it doesn't open.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I do want to climb up, and I want to try.
Yeah, I climb down.
Yeah, you need to get out.
It's like, come on.
So you're pushing on it. It opens just the smallest amount to allow a bunch of snow to slide its way in. So you know that it's snow blocking you in. Maybe if all of you do it, maybe somebody can get out.
It's like, if we all balance on this ladder and then just push, we might be able to, like, dislodge some of the snow.
All right.
I'm afraid if you go out there, you might just freeze to death before you get anywhere.
I gotta get out. I have a coat. I'll be fine. I have hats. I have gloves.
Yeah, you grabbed a bunch of warm stuff.
Just, do I have a flashlight on me? Fair to say?
I have one.
Okay, you have one? All right. Just get to a nearby building, use the flashlight to break a window, and just get inside as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I will try to help open the door.
What's if we even get it open?
Yeah.
And you're going to make me some more strength checks.
18 under 70.
That one's a 68 over 50.
I'm going to use the 15 points of luck to make it a normal success.
So you all push up enough, but you can only push up enough for one person to slide out.
I think it makes sense for the weakest and smallest one to slip out.
Your way is open, Your Majesty.
That's me, bye guys.
Bye.
Olivia, make me a listen roll.
15 under 35.
Yeah, the music. There's music. It's starting to get louder. It's bouncing off of the walls of this small pipe.
I think they're behind us. And try to just move as fast as I can.
Yeah, I try to move faster at that.
The harsh reality that you're going to have to deal with, Isaac, is Olivia's slowing you down. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is getting louder all the time.
Do I have any sense of how far we are from getting out?
No, you wouldn't know.
I think I, like, slightly... Like, I don't slow down, but I'm like, Olivia, how fast do you think you can really move?
In terms... I don't know. Try my best.
I need your best to be better.
That little guy didn't get me my ankle. I'd be much better.
All right, what are the two of you doing?
Honestly, after that,
yeah.
Jerry's like, so now what?
I was going to hide and hope things work out. We can find, like, a comfortable place to hide together, you know, just talk shit and, you know, if those little robot things come to find us, just, you know, hide from them and it'll be funny when you can't find us, right?
I'm taking one of their heads before the night's over.
So y'all are going to try to hang out somewhere. Where are you going to try to hang out?
Do you think that there'd be, like in, like, the maintenance supplies or, like, maintenance office, would there be, like, a decent place to, like, hide?
Go check it out.
I will go to the maintenance office.
I've got keys, yeah.
There's a large desk in there. You could hide under that, maybe.
Is there stuff in there to, like, block... Actually, I wouldn't ask this because I don't care.
Is there stuff in there to, like, block view or block the door?
There's a few boxes.
Nothing really that heavy, though?
No.
I'll go look in the maintenance supplies real quick.
You could put the desk in front of it, in front of the door.
Yeah. Is there anything in the maintenance supplies?
In the maintenance supplies, it is filled with only broken furniture.
What's in the storage room?
About the same. Some tools.
I'm going to go in the storage room and see if I can kind of make, like, basically, like, kind of like a little fort out of broken furniture to try and make it look like this is just a pile of stuff.
Okay. So, Olivia, I don't know if there's anything you can really do but fight back. You can't dodge, that's for sure.
15 under 25.
So that's a normal success, but I had a hard.
Meat is beat, right?
You'd need an extreme on fight back.
Yeah, but on a fight back, you have to have a level of success higher.
Okay. Well,
you got luck. This is the time to use it.
Is luck in combat?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, you can use
luck. Yeah, you can use luck, but you just can't push. Points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it?
I said, yeah, you just can't push. You can use luck,
but
you can't push.
So I'll use the 10 points to bring it down to an extreme.
Okay. So I'm going to let you deal, Will. What's your damage?
So that would be a D3, but I would probably have a knife from the...
How are you going to get your arms down there?
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. That's a 1 point of damage.
All right. And then you can roll me another fight back, but this time with a penalty die.
Oh, it does not matter. 65 over 25.
You're going to feel a scimitar dig into your other ankle, dealing 4 points of damage.
I'm down to one health.
And you start hearing her screaming behind you.
I feel bad, but probably as the music got closer, unconsciously Isaac would be going faster because his movement's actually a 9. Yep. And then especially if you hear her screaming, he's just going. What can he do to help?
Her body will block the tunnel.
Which, by the way, since you're crawling, yeah, your movement's actually like a 2, technically. But like, yeah, it's slower.
Yeah. It's whatever the equivalent of crawling at that move speed is. But, yeah. He literally can't even reach his own feet. What can he do to go help Olivia?
He can just keep going faster.
Yeah. As fast as I possibly can.
Olivia, I don't think there's anything you can do.
No.
They've piled on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you start feeling them cutting into your stomach. And you feel one slip itself into your guts and begin pulling everything out. Do you look back at any point?
I think he just keeps his eyes forward, but he's just like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
I think her last words before dying is, I'm coming to meet you faster than I thought, Anthony.
And the last thing you see before you bleed out is... The figure above you pulling out a small pouch, and it begins to pull out rocks and dropping them into your cavity. Now, Trixie?
Mm-hmm.
You're...
He's so low. I'm outside. I reached my objective. Yeah,
Trixie's outside.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you're finally outside. Now, the winds are hitting up to... They're hitting up to about 65 miles an hour. It's whipping you.
Mm-hmm.
You see the snow just blazing. So, what is your goal out here?
My goal is to find the closest building outside of the one I left. Like, whether it be across the street or to the side. I've lived here for a while. I know where buildings are, and I'm going to get inside one of them.
Yeah, you can see the main road. That's the clearest... thing.
Okay.
So you come out, and you're going to make me a luck roll.
That's a 17 under 65.
You catch yourself right before a plow moves right in front of you.
I fucking wave, help! Help!
It goes about half a block before starting to slow down and stop. Like, they couldn't believe somebody was out here.
I fucking stumble as fast as I can towards that plow.
Yeah, you throw open the side door and you see a middle-aged man.
Help, please. You have to get me to the police. There's been a murder in my house. There's so many people who are dead. I need to get out of here, please.
He looks at you, looks out his window, pats his seat.
I get in. And I close the door.
And we'll leave you off, Trixie, with this man muttering a little angrily, never change New York. Yeah, so, Isaac, mm-hmm. Eventually you find another hatch, and you're able to get out.
Is it a closable hatch?
Yeah.
I'd close the fuck out of that hatch.
Yeah, and it seemed like you had made some distance, so... you don't hear the music.
I lock it. I start looking around, like, where I can go. Am I still down in the sewers?
You come out, and it looks like you're probably in the boiler room of some other building. You're not sure from here.
Is there, like, a ladder out or a stairwell out?
Just a stairwell.
I head for it.
Yeah, and you come up, and you see you're in the basement of a restaurant. And you're able to make your way out. If you'd like, or you can just wait here.
I feel like I head out. I like a building, it's connected. They might still come through the sewers. Like, I head out.
All right.
Well, I look quick. It's a restaurant. See, maybe if they've got, like, a box of lost and found real quick, like, for a coat and just... Or anything I can grab, like a hat.
Sure, yeah.
Child's mitten, it's just something.
You grab a mitten, a pair of mittens and a hat. You step out and make me a luck roll.
Oh, God. Get hit by a
The funniest thing would get you.
Hit by a snowplow right now. It stops you from escaping him.
It's the plow I'm in.
So that is an 80 over 48.
And with that, you're going to make me a dex check. Level of success matters.
Oh.
Burn
luck.
If you have any luck,
use it all.
Level of success matters. Okay, it's... So I'm going to burn 43 luck. Because I just rolled a 98 over 55.
How much luck did you have?
I have 48.
I didn't use any of my luck the entire time.
I used two, so.
After hearing Olivia behind you, I think, like, you just hear her screams.
Mm-hmm.
You just hear that same song playing. Almost so much so you can barely hear the wind.
Yep.
And you surely don't hear the plow.
Yeah.
You notice it only at the last possible moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really throw yourself out of the way as much as you trip out of the way.
Yeah.
And fall flat past it.
Mm-hmm.
And the plow keeps going. Hadn't seen you.
Can I get up in time to scream?
You can scream.
I'll scream.
Doesn't seem to hear you.
Can I chase after it?
Yeah, but it's moving pretty fast.
Yeah, it's all I got.
I'll let you make me another dex check. Oh, go con.
Well, that's a 29 under 50.
Yeah, you catch up behind it, you slip, and yeah, you see Trixie in the side door.
Can I scream Trixie specifically? Trixie?
Yeah, you see her.
Stop. Him. Stop, please, you have to. Someone's right behind us.
Okay.
Nice.
Tracy, no, they got Olivia, they got...
Get in.
I'm gangly and cold.
This poor plow driver.
I'm so sorry to accost
you. You made it out. You're alive. I'm like putting my coat like half over you. We're sitting in the same seat.
The driver looks over to you. Why do you smell like that?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'll never be sorry enough.
And I think we'll close with, for you two, with, please change New York. Please change.
Oh my gosh, look at our traumatic love story.
Look at us.
Now for my last two.
We're gonna die.
You guys are just gonna kill all of them, right?
Let's go out in a blaze of glory, guys. Let's go.
I'm considering it.
Through the ditches.
You two are sitting in the maintenance office, correct?
Storage room.
In the maintenance storage. And you begin to hear a very loud music box. A series of them. You see the door. I imagine you locked it.
Yeah, and then we hid.
It unlocks.
Yep.
It opens. And you hear them all enter. And you're all going to make me self checks.
Base stealth is 20.
28 under 35?
8 under 20?
They rolled a 1.
Oh.
Can I spend 7 points of luck?
D-
do it.
Hmm. I'll say, yeah, which one?
Although, if you're hiding with Jackie...
Jackie, I'll see.
Yeah, fuck it. Oh, yeah, you can stun down to a one.
Okay.
Okay. So, they look around, and they don't seem to notice you. They slowly climb back up.
I have my hand over your mouth and, like, arm around you.
And I imagine you're probably going to spend the rest of your night here.
Yeah.
Eventually, morning comes. Mm-hmm. The police come when the storm's lifted. And they don't find any murderer. Just a bunch of bodies. Some people with blood on them. And a bunch of dolls sitting very politely, very nicely in a small circle inside of Isaac's apartment. And that's where we'll end.
We all survived.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I really thought you were going to get... I forgot you guys had so much luck. I thought you were going to get the plow.